Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Thank Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Hump day. You know what fucking time it is. It's Real Ass Podcast time. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, International Superstar Zach D'Amico in studio with me. Yes, Zach, in the middle of me calling myself the International Superstar.
You remember that I'm sitting next to you?
I adjusted it and I threw it over to you.
You know what that was? Pivoting.
I did pivot. I pivoted.
And that's why you're one of the best in the business.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. Ladies and gentlemen, it is an incredible show. We are just 2 days away from the 2020 ASSY Awards. It's about to get fucking crazy. I'll tell you right now, we're putting a lot into it. So make sure you guys tune in, subscribe here on GasDigitalNetwork.com. I will tell you right now, the live chat, the ASSY Awards are not predetermined like all these other fake ass award shows. So if you're in the live chat, you can actually sway the votes. You can, because me and Zach and our team are just going to discuss things as we're here.
We are not smart enough to award whoever will show up.
No, yeah, that's crazy.
To accept the award.
No, that's psychotic. I'm not doing that. What I'm going to do simply is decide in real time who the ASSY Award winner is. And that means that the live chat actually gets say it. The Racist Live Chat, only available at GasDigitalNetwork.com for subscribers. I mean, we are just fucking absolutely crushing it. Look at that. Look at how many people are in the chat right now. What's going on, Racist Live Chat? Nice to meet you. GasDigitalNetwork.com is a website. Use that promo code RAP. Just RAP now. At this point, it's too late for you guys to get the 30-day free trial. Because you're going to be watching it on fucking YouTube. But whatever. Use the promo code RAP. You get a 14-day free trial. You get access to everything, the entire on-demand library at your fingertips, uncensored and ad-free. And you get to join in the Racist Live Chat on Friday for the ASSY Awards. 11 a.m. I'm making my entire staff come in on New Year's Day at 11 a.m. Is there anything more real ass? We're going to figure it out today. But we have to introduce our fucking guests. I'm very excited. Guys, you know them from the Dad Meat Podcast. These guys are two of the favorites here on the show. They may even be up for ASSY Awards. Who knows what's going to happen? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Tim Butterly and Mike Rainey. What's up?
What's up, guys? Thank you for having us back.
Good morning.
Yes.
This is terrific.
Yes.
What kind of ASSYs are you thinking about for us?
Maybe guests of the year. Maybe real ass dude of the year. Who knows what's going
to
happen?
Wow. Even just to be nominated.
It's a big fucking deal, guys. We're going to see what happens. We got a lot going on right now. So, yeah, we're going to get into this show today. Let's just get our plugs right out of the way. Let's do it, Shannon. We're going to do it the old school way, where we don't talk at all. We're just going to get into the plugs. Butterly, what do you got to plug?
Follow our YouTube channel, youtube.com/dadmeat. So you can see our lovely new studio over at Dad Meat Podcast. Rainey, Mike built us an unbelievably nice, comfy studio in his house, and now we're back making our shows live every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Jump in the fucking chat, say something mean. Or no, say something kind, but it's got to be funny.
And what time? How long is your show typically?
Like an hour, and then we do a second hour on Patreon. So whenever you guys
I'm watching
are in
a Sunday
Philly.
Night podcast, and it was going to be eight, but I love you guys, and I don't want to go head to head with you guys.
It would be a mistake.
It would be a mistake for you guys to even go to head to head for me.
We're already established on Sunday at 8.
I mean, dude, Gomez watches Seinfeld. It's coming to the Gas Digital Network. It's a big fucking deal. Mark Norman banging on my door to be a part of this show. I might have to kick my sister off the show. Half the reason I was doing this was to help my sister out, but I got to be honest with you. I really am addicted to success.
You mean instead of a non-comedian, a comic who who opens for Seinfeld?
Yes.
Yeah, would probably be a much better guest. Yeah.
Mike Rainey, what do you got to plug, my brother?
Thanks for having us here today. Check out all the shit that Tim just said, but also check out our new sketch with John McKeever on Gillian Keefe's YouTube channel. All so our boys, funny. Man. We had a fucking blast, and anytime we get to do cool shit with our buddies, it's the fucking best day ever, man. And
so that was fucking funny. What happened was I was watching it, but as soon as I saw Foley, I turned it off. So I only saw 45 seconds of it. What I saw of it was pretty fucking incredible. So, you know, guys, don't watch that sketch, but go support these guys in every other way that you can support
Foley
them.
Foley actually leaves the sketch halfway through prematurely. Start his own sketch.
They booked him for the whole day, and he was like, you know what, dude, I can sketch on my own, so why would I even be here? Zach.
You guys know, follow me on Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out Catalyst Wrestling Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. And if you're in the Houston area, Catalyst Wrestling is now on your TV. I think Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Check Catalyst Wrestling on social media for the channel. And I'll be on the road with Lewis coming up.
In Houston, February 13th and 14th. If you're a Catalyst Wrestling fan, guess what? You can go get a fucking autograph and take a picture with Zach a fucking Miko. Zach Attack all day, bitches. We're going to be at the Secret Group February 13th and 14th. Also coming up just this month, January 20th through 23rd, myself, Zach Miko, Chris from Brooklyn at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club. That is in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. And what else? Obviously, guests, as you subscribe here, check out my other shows, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld. I believe it's debuting this Sunday, Shannon.
7 p.m. sharp.
I was thinking, maybe I'll do 7, because I was going to do it later, but then if you guys are doing your Paige episode as well, which look, don't support Patreons, okay? Patreon is a fucking scam. There are a bunch of fucking lefty faggots on the West Coast. They're gonna make all of the podcasters that you love dependent on them and then take it away. Do not trust Patreon. Do not give them your money. No offense. I mean, I know you guys got a Patreon, but don't do it, everyone. Don't do it.
Counterpoint. Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Don't do that.
Now, would you consider suck each other's dicks and whoever comes first, that's who can't do their podcast at that time?
Oh, classic suck off.
Oh, dude, whoever's gayer?
It's a Mexican suck off.
Dude, Mexican suck off. Whoever, so we suck.
Stop putting that cock in my dick!
We suck each other's dicks. Whoever comes first is obviously gay.
Yeah.
So we're 69ing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a fucking great idea.
Yeah. Psh.
I love that idea.
Yeah, we've got the rules all set out. I'll have to dig them up, but the terms are clear.
I feel like I could get my dick sucked by both of you guys at the same time and not come.
All right, put your money where your fucking dick is. Put your money where my mouth is.
Fuck yeah, you get the guest attack. Hell yeah. Butterly on the board, baby boy. Also check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. I've been crushing it there. I've gotten way better at Rocket League. It's still not good.
Where are you at? Where are you ranked? Also check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/TimButterly. It's just like Lewis's, but I'm better at Rocket League.
I'll say that I'm ranked gold.
That's not bad.
It's not true. But I have been ranked. I keep on going back and forth between silver 4 or silver 3 division 4 and gold 1 division 1.
I've ranked up to the point now, like the high diamonds, lower champions, where my only teammates are like autistic 11-year-olds. It's completely unmanageable. I have to quit. I'm done playing the game. All the normal people, like the skill cap is like high gold. I don't know whatever's above that, but like once you get above that, you're in the fucking Spurg zone.
It's a fucking hard game. It's a nightmare.
I watched you play a couple weeks ago. Actually, Rocket League should let you drive around with Princess Diana in the back of your car. That's how fucking bad you are, dude.
I'm not good. Oh boy, a lot of whiffing, a lot of going straight past that ball. Then I freak out. If I start losing by 3 points, I'm just like, literally the rest of my time is me calling the person I'm playing his mom a pig. They cut you off. They don't allow you to say certain things. You'll spend a lot of time fucking writing crazy shit, and then you press enter, and then it's all asterisks. You're like, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Right above the boost button, right above the turbo button's the N-word button. And you're just spamming it.
Look, we have an incredible show planned today. I'm very, very excited to have both of you guys on the show. We're going to go train after this, which is fucking incredible.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I was talking to this chick about doing jiu-jitsu, and I was like, I was like in the moment, and I was like, yeah, like in jiu-jitsu, you could actually like murder somebody. Like they, like, you know, you could like choke people, you could fucking tear their limbs off.
Come at me like this.
And then after jiu-jitsu last night, I talked to her on the phone and she was like, how was murder practice?
Oh, dude. Did she ask you that with a wet pussy?
No, she was mocking me. She was mocking me directly to my face, but now I'm just calling it murder practice.
Yeah.
So, dude, you should heel hook her.
I should.
Just break it right off.
I should fucking.
My coach has a ponytail and four arms.
Okay, let's get into some of this shit today. I mean, first of all, I'll say I'm coming in a little bit fucked up today. And typically I don't talk about this because I think it's fucking whack as fuck when people talk about this. But I had a nightmare.
Oh, your sobriety nightmare.
Sobriety.
That you tweeted about. Are you going to tell us about the nightmare?
I'll tell you about the nightmare.
I think about dreams.
Look, I think people that tell about dreams are basic bitches. It's like they don't live their dreams. They don't live their lives for their fullest. So they got to talk about this fantasy world up here. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll talk about real life all day, baby. I'm living my dream. But
I think there are good dream tellers. I'll listen to any dream, but I'm very judgmental. I don't think all dreams are gay. I just think that.
Yeah, let's hear what you got, man. Yeah.
No, the problem is with dream. If somebody's a good dream teller, they're lying because you don't remember enough details to fill in the. So yeah, they're filling it in themselves.
The telling of it becomes like its own art.
Because it's always like, I was like, all right, so I was at the mall, right? And then my grandma was there, right?
I don't like a lot of detail.
Then the mall turned into my backyard, like out of nowhere, right? So that doesn't make any sense. So that's the way most dreams are, and they kind of suck, you know? But I got sober over three weeks ago, going on 4 weeks. I'm very excited about this. I've not even been talking about it on the podcast because people bitch so much. They think I'm fucking preaching about being sober. I'm not preaching about being sober. I wish I could be a drug addict. I wish I could be a lowly, low-life, dirtbag fucking drug addict like all the fans of the show, okay? But I'm not. I'm now sober. I'm clean. I'm fucking being the best version of myself. I'm being a role model for my son. Deal with it,
okay? Is this permanent?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Maybe. We'll see what happens. When I go to Jamaica, I'm going to smoke weed. There's no way.
I don't think... Weed counts?
Oh, weed counts for me.
Does it?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
I just smoke all day, every day. I get fucking baked. By the time noon hits, I'm just like...
I can't go off mushrooms.
You're just always on mushrooms?
Well, I just went back on them yesterday.
Are you microdosing all the time?
Yeah, all the time. How much? I have to do it year round. I don't know, like a pinch in the morning every day.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're microdosing right now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't not.
What does it even feel like?
It shouldn't feel like anything. If you do it too hard, the carpet gets a little bit swirly, but it shouldn't feel like party time ever.
So it's almost like Adderall. I've heard that.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
You're clear headed.
It's a lot like Adderall, but I'm not taking Adderall.
Yeah. You know, fuck yourself up. But yeah. I've heard it's great for people. But that's still not, I don't consider that doing drugs.
Okay.
I feel like that, that's almost like.
It's medicine.
It's kind of medicine. Simple as that.
It's from the earth, dude.
It is. So my dream. So two nights in a row, I wasn't dreaming at all, and I was waiting for these dreams to come because I have stopped smoking weed before.
Wait, is it the booze or the weed that stopped you from dreaming?
I don't know. What do they say about this, Shannon? Shannon's a dumb twitty girl, so she probably is like, I have three dream books.
We talk about dreams on my show.
I know you do, because you're a dumb twitty girl. I said that. I try to FaceTime Shannon, and Shannon will not answer FaceTime at night because she doesn't have her face on. Yeah. So I want you guys to realize that Shannon is probably very ugly.
I am.
I don't know.
Pretty.
Don't start nagging. It's too late to start nagging.
No, dude. It's never too late to start nagging.
She have her sleep paralysis demon answer the call.
Oh, she's actually busy sucking dick right now. You're hold back, Luch. Shannon, I want to see you without makeup. How bad is it?
It's not great. It's not great.
Because you're beautiful. You're beautiful with makeup.
With lighting and makeup.
When you're, and I, if I can't.
It'd be great if without makeup she looked exactly like Dylan.
It's worse.
You just can't tell them apart.
So then she calls me back right away. She's like, no, I'm not answering my phone. But Shannon, maybe you could analyze my dreams here. I don't even know. But so two nights ago, it was two nights in a row. First night, I was on the subway, and then a homeless-looking black guy gets on the subway with my son, a girl that's like probably in the fifth grade, and then like another little boy. And I'm like, and I literally said, well, who the fuck are you? Like, he's with my son. And he's like, he starts like stuttering, right? Like he's telling my story. He's stuttering, okay? And then I was like, all right, fuck this. And then I take James away. I was like, get the fuck away from us. Like, and then I'm chilling. And then... the subway stop comes and I get off the train and I forgot that I left James on the train. So I left him on the train right there. I was like in my phone.
In your wildest dreams, you're a deadbeat dad.
It was bad. And then I started like immediately, I was like, oh my God. And I watched the train go. I'm like, fuck. So I run upstairs and I call the cops and I'm starting to like get upset. And it's so realistic, dude. I'm just like fucking like, and I call the cops.
Can I interrupt real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
So a black guy is raising your son and you forgot him. By any chance, was this the B train?
God damn it, Zach. That was good. Beatrice, we call her B. She's my ex. So that was a solid, solid fucking joke for the people that don't get it. So I leave him on the train, and then I call the cops, and then the cops are like, does he have a phone? And I was like, no, he's 8. They were like, well, sorry. I mean, there's literally nothing we can do if he doesn't have a phone. And then I just start breaking down and just dry heave crying on the street. And I'm trying to like wave cop cars down and nobody will stop. Like, and that just goes on for 15 minutes. And that's the whole fucking dream. It's just me dry heave crying, thinking that my son is being sold into the black market for hot little kids.
Oh, man.
He would be top tier.
My son would be fucking... My son is worth so much money on hot kid black market. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, he's a first round pick.
Dude,
yeah.
He's fucking cute. He's charming, personable.
He's that S tier at the top.
Yeah, you almost want your kid to have a cleft palate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and, yeah, just in case they get kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but... Not for any other reason.
You're
a... You grow a mustache when you're older.
Dude, one of my kids was born with a cleft lip, and she got it fixed right away, and we were broke as shit. We were standing at the bus stop, and there was a poster for this thing called Smile Train, where they do nonprofit fix kids with cleft palates. Yeah. And I showed it to her. I was like, Livy, what do you think of this little girl? That real fucked up cleft lip. She goes, ew. It'll fuck you. We should have left it fucked up. You fucking bitch.
No, she got it. She knew what the fuck was up.
Fuck you, Joaquin.
I used to keep a picture in my wallet before people had cell phones. This is when I was maybe 20. It was just like, I would do like gags for myself, and I printed out offline like a little Mexican kid with a cleft palate, but like I'm talking about like one of the ones where it was split open and you saw like gums and fucking teeth. And I used to keep it in my wallet and say that it was my nephew. I was like, oh, you want to see my nephew? And I showed it to people and just watch people being like,
you're such a brave uncle.
It's so cute how his teeth are running across the border.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, my Christ.
Yeah, they look like Hellraiser monsters.
Oh, my God. It looks like with a Demogorgon.
Yeah.
That sucks.
From the Upside Down.
That sucks.
Looks like Ari's asshole. That's what Ari's asshole actually looks like. It's a crying cleft palate baby.
If you're breastfeeding a cleft palate baby, you almost have to put both titties in there just to see if you can fit them again.
Doesn't that baby, it looks like its mouth was fucked open.
Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, yeah.
They should make fleshlights out of that face. If they did, I would buy one right now. If you understand how to make fleshlight covers, please send me a cleft palate baby face.
Yeah, if you can make a flesh palate, please hit us up.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Ew, that is fucking scary. And then the second dream, this one was even more morbid, but less realistic, but still thought it was real. I dreamed that I was fucking a superhero. Now, she...
Whoa.
Don't fucking call me a homo, bro. I saw your face. You're about to be like, fucking faggot. I got it. I know what you're trying to do. Okay?
Your words, not mine.
No, dude. I know what's happening.
Not me.
I was fucking a superhero. She was a super... But she was almost like Homelander and the Boys. She was like evil. She wasn't... But she was supposed to be good, but she was fucked up and evil. And I was fucking around on her. I was like fucking around with other chicks. Like, even in my dream, I'm a fucking scumbag. I'm not faithful. So I'm fucking around like other chicks. And me and this superhero were in a play together, and I kept on forgetting my lines. Now, I knew after the play she was going to kill me because she thought I was cheating on her, and I was trying to, like, just fucking whatever it was, buy time or whatever it is. During rehearsal for this play, this is so vivid, okay? And I thought it was real the whole time, okay? During rehearsal for this play, a guy emails me pictures of me naked, like a fan, being like, hey, dude, I got these pictures, and it's me naked, and it's me, my dick is my dick, but it's not how I would want a picture of my dick taken. Like, it's in its worst, smallest, the worst, absolute smallest dick I could possibly have. It's, like, tucked in, it's fucking brutal, okay? And then I'm with this other chick, who's not the superhero chick, in the pictures as well. So I'm like, fuck, the superhero's gonna kill me if she finds these pictures. And the whole dream, and it felt like hours, was me trying to rehearse for this play while trying to text this guy, please just delete these. What are you doing? But I couldn't get the text out. I kept on like fucking up and typoing while I'm fucking up my lines in my play. What does it mean, Shannon?
Man, there is so much gay shit in that hair. I can't believe you took the time to change it to a girl in the beginning. It was definitely not a dude. It was a girl. So anyway, I'm rehearsing for my play, and a dude sends me naked pictures of myself.
So get back to my son getting kidnapped by this fucking 14-foot-tall dick.
Shannon, what does it mean?
I think the first one is kind of obvious. I think that it it's just your I guess any parent's fear of not being able to protect your child. I think
all right, it's the first
Captain
one. Obvious. Thanks, Shannon. We all knew
by
that.
Saying it was obvious, but you're asking.
I would go
me.
A step further. I think that you clearly fucked up in that dream by forgetting him, and the point of the dream was you dealing with the consequences of something that you haven't actually done.
Wow, Shannon, that's how you analyze a dream, you stupid bitch.
You didn't let me finish. You didn't let me finish.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say on Friday.
I'm going to the next thing that she says, I'm going to sneak in at the very last second and steal it again.
Good. Good.
On the second one, I think is about your what you feel your inadequacies are in relationships.
Performing.
Well, I think
joke writing.
No, I think that is part of
being
it.
Straight.
Improving.
I think part of it is like performing because that's you forgetting your lines for the play.
Yeah.
And the other part is your battles in relationships about not being able to like battling with being faithful and meeting her expectations and also trusting a woman because you didn't trust her. You thought she was going
to
kill you.
I don't know. I think the point of the dream is that you need to get your license.
I do need to get my license. I've been driving illegally for months. It's been a problem.
The fact that you made it a female superhero is because you do put pussy on a pedestal.
I do put pussy on a pedestal. They say don't do that, right?
Don't
what was that
the
movie?
On a pedestal.
They said don't put the movie in the
Heat.
Who was the
Heat?
Casablanca.
Don't get into any pussy you can't get out of in 30 seconds or less.
I think it's some Deuce Bigelow. But I could be wrong.
No. It was a 40-year-old virgin.
Thank you.
40-year-old virgin. Yeah, maybe that's what's going on. I'm putting the pussy on the pedestal. That's why she's a superhero.
Yeah.
And I feel guilt about all my fucking past indiscretions.
It's adequate podcast, girl.
Doggy, it fucking, I don't like it. I don't want to go to sleep now. Like, I woke up this morning, like, in a cold sweat at, like, 6, and I was still tired, but I was like, I can't go back to sleep. It's too much. When do the dreams stop? Please have me stop dreaming crazy, scary dreams. I don't want to lose my son ever again. It is, there's, look.
So you need the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 pill to make you stop dreaming.
Oh, is there one? Does that exist?
The only, not in real life.
Please give me the Nightmare on Elm Street 3 pill.
Of course, it's from the gay one.
Choose the gay one.
Oh, my bad.
Now, would you consider handcuffing your son to you when you went to bed?
Or a radiator?
That's a good idea, actually. To bring it, pull him into the dream with me.
And then you lose him in the dream.
Oh, no.
Fuck, it was a premonition. Adding to what Shannon said and also kind of maybe amplifying it, I think now that you're not using alcohol and weed, you're kind of like face-to-face with like the things that maybe you weren't dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Maybe you weren't actively, what do you call it, self-medicating. But I think that now you've got a little bit of clarity. And I don't think you're that person anymore, but I think you have some things in your past that you regret, and you're kind of like juxtaposing that with your future.
You're telling me, bro.
These are just anxieties, dude. You got it. These are anxieties you have to fucking face and deal with, dude.
Yeah, dude. I know. We're going to fucking get
this is going to culminate with you just like doing a gigantic dose of like weed or mushrooms or something and just sitting from experience. You're going to be sitting in a hotel room by yourself, completely upright, just like sweating and shaking. Mm-hmm. And then you come out on the other side, you'll be fine.
I hope so. I hope I come out on the other side fine. I'm doing a lot of soul searching right now, guys.
Yeah.
So, looking for shoes. Hell yeah, dude. I just fucking crush that fucking joke. Did you guys hear that one? I'm gonna fucking give it to myself. Here we go. Why are your dreams suddenly so intense after you stop smoking weed? According to a neurologist and somnologist, some fucking asshole, that's what I say, weed suppresses REM sleep, but comes back with a vengeance if you take a pot hiatus.
I'm a big fan of the author Twan Stoffels. I don't know if you call it
Twan Stoffels.
Yeah, my favorite vice writer.
Yeah, I have been taking a hiatus.
Woo! All right, dude, chill. You're falling apart with that weed. 45 minutes late for your podcast.
I had Dylan rearrange everything, too. I yelled at him after the show. I was like, Dylan, get the fuck over here. Everything should be laid out nice and easy. I'm still hitting the wrong things.
Maybe REM sleep isn't for anyone. Maybe you're not cut out for it.
Dude, I don't need REM sleep in my life. I don't need it, okay? I'm fucking scared.
Just get back on weed.
No, I can't. I wish I could.
I just want what's best for you, dude.
I want to get back on weed so badly, but I can't. Then I think about it. I'm like, oh, dude, I could just go smoke some fucking weed right now. Nobody will even know. But then I speak to myself and I look in the mirror. I'm like, who are you, dude? Do you want to be fucking stoned all day? Do you want to be in a haze all day? Do you want to fucking book? Do you want to buy the Bonfire from Sirius XM? What's going on?
Dude, you should think about getting a Jamaican nanny for overnights. Just get her to watch you, and if you start like running,
oh, for me,
yeah, yeah, no, not for your son, for you. Maybe get one for him too.
Yeah, they can be friends. Yeah. That way, they don't get lonely at night.
Yo, yeah. So that's the other thing that's happening right now is Gas Digital is making a real play for the Bonfire, and we're trying to buy them out from Sirius XM. Dan Soder being a very negative Nancy about this, though. I don't know if you guys have seen.
He's got to be cautious, man. Mm.
I don't like it.
I think there's more risk for him in it than for you.
What do you mean?
You might lose him on a train.
Yeah, your son was actually the Bonfire. And the black guy was Compound.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, maybe that was what was going on.
Yeah.
I have a fear of losing Dan Soder and Big J. Okerson. This is bad. You know, we'll get into, we are genuinely making a fucking play towards the Bonfire. I don't think that they belong on Sirius XM. I don't think it's a good idea. Seriously, they're building a brand that they don't own. If they leave Sirius XM, they have to leave the name The Bonfire. That's fucking crazy. It's like, I wouldn't spend any more time doing that. Also, they're leaving so... They do four shows a week. Hmm. Four shows a week. It's fucking... The amount of money that they're leaving on the table. If they did a podcast, they'd own their brand. They'd fucking... they'd have no bosses. It's not like I'm trying to fucking pay them like I'm Sirius XM. No. We're trying to put everything together so they can make it one of the biggest podcasts in the country. And where it's at right now... I think they can make four times as much money as they're making from Sirius XM. Imagine if it grew even larger. Imagine that. That's all I'll say. Tweet at Dan Soder. Let him know he's a cuck. And let him dox his grandma. Find out where his grandma lives and let her know via snail mail that you want to see Dan Soder at Gas Digital.
So he went from like a 20% shot to a 0% shot.
Dox his grandmother. She's a fucking pig.
No way, man.
Dox Dan's pig grandmother. You don't think this is a good negotiation tactic?
I don't know. Play hardball, man.
I also call it negotiations, N-I-G, and I don't think they like that. No. I keep on making that joke, and they're like, please stop. You're making me very uncomfortable.
Shane, I have an idea for a sketch.
Your counter offer is always 15 minutes late.
Oh, shit. We'll see what all happens.
I think they should come here.
I agree.
I absolutely think they could, that instead of like, here's where we landed, this is our new home under new management, I think they could just be their own. I don't think they understand the monolith you're trying to build and how they could kind of use that to do it to themselves.
I don't even understand what a monolith is, but yes, that sounded exactly like...
Well, it's because you don't...
Oh, it's the train that's on a track that goes from town to town?
Yeah, you're building a monorail. Monolith. Gas Digital is the monorail podcast.
We will give them their own monorail. In the deal, we'll give them their own fucking monorail. How cool would that be?
I think this is a compliment. I think Soder has access to a path in comedy that you don't. And I think that you're building your own path instead.
Yeah.
And I think it would be cool if Soder like kind of got on board with what you're all about.
I agree.
I think he has a shot.
So Dan should kill his grandmother?
Dan should kill Doc's Lewis's grandmother.
My grandmother, let me see, Rose Miller. Bitch is dead. Go find her grave. Shit on it for all I care. She didn't even got a headstone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's fucked up.
She's buried in the same hole as my mother. My mother and grandmother are...
Are they real graves? Just no headstone?
No headstone, real grave. Two bodies.
Really?
Two bodies, no headstone.
That's a hot saving money.
Hell yeah, dude. We put them in a 69 position. We did. I swear to God. It's fucked up, dude. We just threw my mom's fucking bloated gay carcass gardens on top of fucking just a pile of bones in the 69 position. But side by side, 69.
Oh. The passionate.
Way. Yeah. The romantic way, yeah. Not just fucking
69 to Passion.
Somebody fucking just plopping down on somebody else's face. That's wild. That's wild. Shannon, do you 69 when you're with somebody?
I have.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Shannon, talk about it. You put the sex music on and talk to me about the last time you 69'd.
It's been a really long time.
When's the last? There was a last time. Put the fucking music on. Hell yeah.
I don't.
Last guy you 69'd with. Then did you sit on top?
Yeah. The guy can't be on top.
No, that's crazy. I've done that before, but it's to women that I'm assaulting.
Every like time we're here, we get into detailed 69. Yeah.
I love 69ing. Shannon, yeah. When's the last time you 69'd?
Over 5 years ago. Wow. A long time. It's almost three. Yeah, it's got to be over 5 years.
Jen, also, have you thought any more about Friday's kiss?
I have thought about it.
And where are we landing now?
In a 69.
Where are we landing with this, Shannon?
I'm still saying no. Still saying just no.
I like that.
Damn.
It turns me on more. It fills me up when Shannon says the word no. Is that crazy?
No, I get it.
It's probably pretty troubling.
Is that true?
Wait, so if I just said yes, would you be uninterested?
I'd slam you into the wall and start tonguing you down. Just, the second you even say a word with the letter Y in it, I'm slamming your head into the wall.
If he thinks he gets excited by the letter N.
Ah, God, it's a good show.
Damn, dude.
It's a good show. Real Ass Podcast coming 5 days a week starting in January. No, I'm kidding, Jen. She's going to kill herself.
Lewis, when you were on top 69, and are you elbows on the bed or are you splayed out like a cat with your wrist on the bed?
Thinking about that. Hold on.
Do it on Zach.
It's usually her head lying off the bed.
Okay.
So it's like I almost come in from a standing position and then I
arch over.
I have a good hunch. That's what for, actually. It's because I can hunch into a 69. So it's my posture really works for 69 position. If you look at me from the side, I look like a buffalo. I really have a nice fucking mighty hump right
69
here.
69 hunch. Yeah.
So
I got a hunch that we're going to 69.
We're going to see what happens on the show. In the racist live chat, do you think Shannon should make out with me on Friday at the Assy Awards? It's a big fucking deal. This is a big, big day, big deal. Shannon, when's the last time you made out with a guy? That's an interesting question.
Like with a new guy.
With a new guy.
It's been
1 week since you looked at me. Hell yes, dude. Hell yes. I'm coming with heat. Every day I bring this type of heat. I don't know if you guys listen to the show regularly, but that's the type of shit that I do every day. Go.
It's a Comedy Bang Bang joke, by the way.
What?
What you just did. They do it on Comedy Bang
Bang. Comedy Bang Bang is stealing my jokes? Do we have to podcast war with Comedy Bang Bang? Because I enjoyed them when we listened to them on Legion of Skanks, but I will fuck...
them on gas.
I will fuck Scott Aukerman right in his mouth. Are you out of your mind?
I believe that.
Think I'm kidding? When was the last time you made out with a man, Shannon?
So when was the finale of Game of Thrones?
I don't know.
How many years ago? 1, 2?
Look up the date.
Two or three, right?
That was it? You watched Game of Thrones with a man?
Yeah. And I made out with someone.
And what did he look like?
2019.
What did he look like?
May 19th, 2019. So around there. So only 1 year ago. That's not bad.
No, it's going on 2 years, a year and a half.
Oh.
It's a year and a half, yeah.
And what did he look like?
It was Peter Dinklage, and she was holding him like a kettlebell.
What did he look like, Shannon?
I mean, tall. Maybe like 6'4".
He's a handsome guy?
Yeah.
Was he a good kisser?
Yeah.
You think he's a comic?
No.
You think he's a better kisser than
me? Wow, he's got everything.
I don't date comics, guys. Or anybody. Yeah, he was a good kisser. What was the next question?
Do you think he's a better kisser than me?
I don't know.
Shannon, you know I'm a good kisser, right? If you're a female that's listening to the show right now, you've made out with me, call in and give me a review. 573 Gasline. Only females that have made out with me. Bitches that are into me are into me, and I'm telling you, there's like five of them watching right now. Garen fucking Teed, there's five of them watching right now because they're obsessed. They love me.
I have an argument for it, Shannon.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, Butterly. I was going to say cut his microphone. Now he's on my side.
I think you should consider it, Shannon, because Lewis's sober life is falling apart. He's having nightmares. He can't sleep.
Losing baby dreams.
He's not going to get the bonfire. And that's going to crush him. He might put so much into this one kiss that it could change your life. He's got so much riding on
it. I also feel like because here's the thing that Shannon showed her ass the other day. It was flat, but she's still hot. I think it's good. She showed her ass the other day, and she... I'll fucking do it, dude. Asshole. You don't have to laugh. I'm in charge. I'm the fucking captain.
Got it, man.
So she shows her ass the other day, and she was like, yeah, but if we make out, it's just us making out. It's not going to turn into anything like more than that. It's wishful thinking. Shannon wants to be with me, okay?
No,
so
no, you misinterpreted.
So her
that
problem...
statement.
Shannon, please shut the fuck up. Her problem is that, and I don't even know if I would be... I might be with Shannon. There's a chance I would be with Shannon... If we had some magic, our lips might lock, right? We might fucking start sucking on each other's lips a little bit, biting the bottom. I bite the bottom lip, Shannon.
Okay.
When he's 69.
Yes.
Side by side, 69. Technically, there's a top and bottom lip. It's a very good, astute point, Zach. Shannon, you might feel a connection in that moment, and then you don't have to work this fucking dead-end job anymore. You could just be with me.
So if we make out and it turns into something, then I don't have my job anymore.
Yeah, but I'll pay you more to be my wife. It's a better job. Trust me, being my wife is a substantially more better. It's more respectable. You have more independence. All you got to do is fucking take care of baby James 3 or 4 days a week, depending on the week.
That's a lot.
And clean up after me. And help me with my taxes and make sure that I pay my car payment on time, because I'm really worried about that. Can you auto pay on car? You can, right?
She's doing most of this already.
I used to. Remember, I used to be your assistant.
Shannon was my assistant for like a short period of time.
Man, what a tough road for Shannon. <has been.
laughs> Do you change your opinion now, Tim?
Shannon's like a fucking Civil War veteran. She's got one leg.
No, I didn't change my opinion. I still think Lewis has too much riding on this. I think if you make out with Lewis, you're getting your pussy eaten, and he's giving it everything he's got.
Well, what if she does this to him? What if she does it while he's sleeping and while he's having the nightmare? That's when she does it.
She pulls him out?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That way...
You pulled the black eye out of your dream by sucking your dick while you're sleeping.
And now you got to sit in the corner of the room while you fuck Shannon. Dream dick.
Shannon, you don't think being my wife would be a good job?
No.
That's fucked up. You wouldn't make out with Lewis to save baby James in a dream.
Unreal, dude.
I would just fire her, actually.
Shannon, oh my God, that is a brilliant idea. I never considered firing her, and then she can't use the horseshit you're my boss joke. Mm-hmm. Or excuse.
Yeah, then it's just a regular no.
Shannon.
So instead of firing me if I don't kiss you, you're going to fire me before, so I will kiss you.
Yes.
So either way, no job.
You do not have a job anymore, Shannon. Get the fuck out. Call security right now, Dylan.
It's not like you just got a giant hospital bill or anything.
$29,000.
What is going on with that, Shannon?
It sucks. My fans started a GoFundMe, though.
It was Bopo and Travel Buds.
Yeah.
They both started a GoFundMe, and they asked me to talk about it on the show, and I absolutely refused.
Yeah.
I told them. I was like, no.
It's okay.
I was like, that's pathetic. What are you doing?
I begged them not to do it, because I feel like there are a lot of people worse off than me.
Well, that's what I was saying. There's like kids with cancer. There's women who will kiss me. There's a lot of people out there who could probably use that fucking money.
There's cancer kids who would kiss them?
Shannon, here's the thing. I'll tell you right now, you know, we can fucking figure out a way to pay those hospital bills if you just give up a little something, Shannon. I mean, you're giving me nothing here.
Wait, Shannon,
do you think I'm letting my wife have a $29,000 hospital bill?
New bargaining point. If you kiss Lewis, gas has to get you health insurance.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
Dylan, you don't know we don't have health insurance.
Dylan's still on his parents.
No, Dylan, you don't have health insurance. Do you think you have health insurance? Do you think you, out of everybody on this staff, have health insurance? You're fucking mine.
I thought there was like something.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing in place. You're not employees. You're independent contractors. Enjoy that. Enjoy that life. Shannon,
gonna have
there's a path to getting you health insurance here if you're more of a team player. That's the problem, is you don't know how to play within the team atmosphere.
We did discuss this in our year-end review.
We did. And I said, look, health insurance.
If you kiss me.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's on the table if fucking we can figure that out, Shannon. So.
So then would you, if other employees agreed to make out with you for insurance, would this be across the board?
If you make out with me, we can talk about health insurance across the board for all the employees.
No, what if Lewis makes out with Dylan? Then will you make out with him?
Well, you know, I think everyone forgot that Zach said
that
he would make out with Dylan, and no one's talking about that.
Oh, yeah, Dylan, that's happening.
Dylan, you're making out with Zach on Friday. You don't know that?
He ran out to park a car.
Is that the deal? If Dylan makes out with Zach, you'll make out with Lewis?
I do like that being on the
table. Like those terms?
Oh, you better get real pretty on Friday. Well,
Dylan. All right, counter deal. We give Zach health insurance, and Lewis sucks your ass. We're heading in the right direction, right?
I put my tongue in your operation scars.
Sounds like you have to leverage Dylan at this point.
If you hit the edges, it goes.
Yeah, I think this is a great idea. Dylan and Zach are making out on Friday. Me and Shannon are making out on Friday. We're really connecting with our staff.
We're still doing Jack Daniels and Ambien, right?
Yeah, Shannon, or Dylan, where are we at with the Jack Daniels and Ambien? I wasn't kidding about that.
I'm working on it. Yeah, we're going to get fucked up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Ambien. Friday, Jack Daniels, raping Shannon.
Come on. Whoa. Dylan, what the fuck is wrong with you? You out of your fucking mind, dude?
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck is wrong with you, dude? I'm trying to get her to consent.
That's what I was just saying, man.
Consent kissing. Yeah, not rape.
No, it won't be rape. I'm not going to just fucking grab her and start kissing her while she pushes me away. By the way, that used to be my move. Yeah. That was like a hot move. And Shannon, how hot is that when a man grabs you and
where she does like the punches on your chest, but they get slower and slower.
Damn you! They always say damn you.
It's, you know, that used to be the game. She's like, no, I don't want to. And you're like, you do. Shut up. Come on. Hold her hands.
Yeah. Pin her wrist to the wall, then knee her in the abdomen.
Look what you made me do. Right in the fucking pig, bitch.
Shannon, that wasn't hot back in the day. Because Shannon's old school. Shannon's like 50, so she gets what it's like fucking...
Getting fingered in a carriage.
Yeah.
Shannon. That hits her with a grapefruit.
That's hot, right? When a guy won't accept no for an answer a little bit.
Kind
See,
of.
I'm telling you, dude. I'm fucking telling you. Wait. This is why I keep on going after her.
Wait. But if it's somebody that I'm like already in a thing with, not somebody that I haven't ever.
Oh, I hate that. If a girl starts turning me down, I'm in a thing with her already. I'm like, oh, here we go. Beginning of the end. Where's the fucking passion, bitch? Jesus.
But maybe they're just playing into it. You're misreading the signals.
Maybe. I don't even know anymore. We'll see what happens. Okay, guys, real quick, let's thank YoKratom, YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. I love YoKratom as a company. They support this show. They support my fight camp. This is a marquee sponsor for Team Rattlesnake. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. We do not fuck around. We love YoKratom. And if you're over the age of 21 years old and you're already in the market for Kratom, get it from YoKratom.com. It's available at every gas station. It's available at every smoke shop. You probably see Kratom all over the place at this point. This is the best way to get it. They're home of the $60 kilo. It is wholesale prices, delivered directly to your door. You'd never even have to leave the house. You could have your own mud heroin delivered right to your door, and you can enjoy sleepy time every afternoon. Right, Shannon? A little bit of sleepy time.
Yep.
Once again, that's YoKratom.com. Go support them. Okay, where were we? Friday, remember, ASSIE Awards. It's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of special guest presenters. It's going to be a really, really big show, so make sure you guys tune in live. We'll see if Shannon makes out with me. This is probably the biggest buildup anything has ever had ever in the world. This is a big one.
Do you still get boners from making out?
With the right girl. The right girl, yeah, I'd get a boner. Mm-hmm.
That would
for
be
sure.
terrifying for me.
If I was sort of rubbing my boner on your leg, that's how I make out. If I'm not rubbing my boner, you grab her ass, you pull her thigh into your boner.
Yeah.
Right? And your dick's facing up a little bit, so she gets to feel the length up against her thigh.
Yeah, Shannon, what if you just like took it off as like a peace offering, a penis offering, if you will, to get the ball rolling?
Took what off?
Get the balls.
Took his dick out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
Shannon, what would you rather? Me eat your pussy or make out? Because we got to do one.
Make out.
Nice.
Okay.
She chose. Everyone heard the consent?
Yep.
Did everyone hear the consent just now? We're making progress. All right. We'll see what happens on Friday, guys. I don't know. Let's see. Ruben Johnson in the racist live chat said Lewis is going to get wrapped by Ellis. What a dumb bitch. What a stupid dumb bitch. Dylan, ban him for the fucking next 3 hours. I really mean that. Ruben Johnson is banned for 3 hours straight.
I don't think there's a name that sounds more like they're dying of type 2 diabetes than Ruben Johnson.
It sounds like an order.
Fucking scumbag, Ruben. You fucking, how dare you say I'm gonna get wrapped, you fucking moron.
Shannon, what if Lewis wins his fight against Jason Ellis? What if that's the last piece of motivation he needs to bring this home?
I mean, I fucking fucked up Eric. I made Eric my fucking bitch. Just smacked him around.
Over-eager.
Punch him in the fucking
over-eager.
Face. Beat the shit. Because Shannon said, hey, if you beat Eric, that'll be some incentive to make out. I fucking destroyed
Eric's soul. Are you okay? Oh my God. Why did he do that? Lewis is such a dick.
Go, 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 go.
I never really know how I'm going to react to your fight things. Mm. Because when you showed that to me, I just kind of like felt a little bit bad for Eric, but it didn't make you seem hotter to me. But then when I saw Diego fighting with you, it made Diego hotter.
Diego, yeah.
And I felt a little bad for you.
Right. But Diego's a little skinny, vegan, homosexual.
Yeah.
He's
such a sweet boy.
Diego gay?
Yes. BB girl, BB.girl in the chat just says, Lewis is such a sensitive baby. 6 hour ban on BB girl in the racist live chat right now. 6 hour ban. Cunt, you stupid cunt. BB girl, how about that? How about that, cunt? See the power I got? See the power I got?
Mm-hmm. Wait, is Diego seriously gay? Please.
Butterly says, beat up Lewis. Yes, Diego Lopez is a closeted homosexual. He told me not to tell anybody.
Closeted. All right.
He's closeted.
Yeah.
But he fucks men.
The worst part about that, it would be if Diego was gay, there's nothing you could do about it.
I mean, I've already made some missteps if he is gay. when we were rolling, because he's better than me at jiu-jitsu. When he had me stuck in a spot, I was telling him I was going to suck his dick if he let me go. So, like, I was trying to make him laugh. But that's not funny if he's gay.
No, that's just that's you just mocking like, why would him. It's you, making yeah, him more angry. Do that? Yeah,
he did sleep in a room, in a hotel room with me and Alex.
Diego, yeah. And did nothing. Oh, that's right. When you were during my fight, mm-hmm. That's how I treat my entire team. I put them all in one room.
And Harrington was also, yeah, it was all of us.
Yeah. But you remember that dinner that Ralph paid for? You remember the crazy expensive dinner that Ralph took the bill for? This is why you should never buy the bill. You never say, don't worry, guys, I got it. Because they don't even fucking appreciate it. Okay?
Ready, doesn't matter, dude. Doesn't matter. They know that you're the kind of guy that does it. They don't count this check and that check. They're not keeping score.
That's the problem. They know. When has Shannon ever paid for the bill? Never. She's never ever been like, you know what? I got this, guys.
I'm poor. I have a $29,000 hospital bill.
You'd have a no $1,000 hospital bill if you'd suck up. Let's go.
Suck off.
Suck up. Suck off. Let's go. Be my girl. Be my lady. Be my baby. I'll fucking pay that bill. You think I won't pay that bill, Shannon? It's going to be on a payment plan. I'm not going to pay it outright. But I'll take care of that monthly.
If you remind him to pay the bill every month.
If you remind me, I can do it. Auto pay, $80 a month, let's go.
Wouldn't it have been such a better thing to pay for my boobs to get done than my appendix out? It was way
I'm
cheaper.
I'm infuriated right now. But no, you're also a stupid asshole who wouldn't go to Miami and get it done for like $3,000. I would just do that for you, Shannon. That would be a Christmas gift. But you have this high standard. You want $12,000 titties.
I agreed to that. It's just that then I would need, you said you also then would come there and help take care of
yes! me. Yes! You know what I mean by that.
Shannon, what if he agreed to put two huge appendixes in you? Would that be all right with you?
Damn.
Maybe.
I don't know, Shannon. I would do all this.
We used to be like a fat kid waiting for a pie to cool with those boobs.
A lot of people. A lot of people.
Oh, still hot. Still hot.
A lot of people want to see me and Shannon together. That's a thing. They think that we're like meant for each other. And I start to believe that sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think about it. I'm like, we could fucking be together. But
you guys are like Latinx Ross and Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a real will they won't think. You can only ruin it by giving anyone a definitive close to it. You got to string along for like 10 more
that's
years.
That's right. That's why I can't make out with him on Friday.
Somebody compared us to Corey and Topanga. Apparently, Topanga played hard to get for years. And you also look like Topanga's grandmother. So. You do. Doesn't she kind of look like...
She's a standalone beauty.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So that'd be fucking hot. I dig all this. Yeah, $12,000 is high standard titties. That jerk store Jay is mocking me. How much is a tit job? That's not more than $12,000.
No, mine with anesthesia and everything was $8,500, and it was a Park Avenue doctor.
Yeah, that was a high fucking level.
And it was like 20 years ago. So.
And imagine with the way they look now. Imagine.
How my boobs look now?
Shannon, titties or appendix surgery, which do I pay for?
I mean, the appendix surgery is way more expensive, so I pay for that one.
Hmm. Can we get the titties on a payment plan? Shannon, I'll pay for your titties. If I can finance your titties.
Can do that.
If I can finance your titties, I'll pay for your titties, but you got to make out with me. Hmm. she's actually a prostitute.
She's looking up tape coupons right now. Like, I could probably just manage my own. I'm a strong woman.
Shannon, what if you bought titties for a child in need?
With a cleft lip.
Well, don't fix the lip. Yeah, just fucking, let him grow up a character.
Just sawed up the middle.
Just big fat tits on this cleft lip baby. What's the youngest person to ever get a boob job? That's kind of a funny thing to look up.
We could find out. Let's see. Finance that.
Let's say, Shannon, has there ever been a young baby given a tit job? That would be hilarious. That if I was like an evil doctor, it would just all be those sort of surgeries on babies. I'd give like...
big tits on a baby.
Brittany Marshall, the 14-year-old from Nottinghamshire, England, is, what a fucking British name for a town, Nottinghamshire.
Never mind.
Is the youngest girl of the Marshall family.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. Sorry.
And the only one without breast implants. Oh.
I'm stupid.
Hold Damn. On.
Stop showing me 14-year-old natural titties. The fuck is wrong with you, Shannon?
Are you trying to make me hard, Shannon?
The Jesus. Fuck is wrong with this girl? Jesus Christ.
Now show them titties.
I found a 12-year-old.
Oh, those words never sound good together.
I found a 12-year-old. Breast implants for girl age.
Implant. She only got one.
I hope they show her picture and she was in a former dream of yours.
A girl of 12 has become the youngest person in Britain to have a breast enhancement operation. It was revealed yesterday. The girl will have an expandable implant inserted into her breast in January during an hour-long operation. It will cost £1,000 and be paid for the National Health. Why? Hold on. Why?
It's not cosmetic. Look, she has crooked titties.
Oh, she's...
She has one breast that didn't grow. So it was one implant.
It was an implant. That's hilarious.
It's one. See, one side's an A and the other's a D, which has got to be hilarious.
What if they just shrank the D? I don't know.
Not in my Britain.
You're playing God now, Tim.
Yeah, dude. What's wrong with you, dude?
Dude, that's Cartoon Network titty.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right, so that's a little different, though. That's not just like throwing titties on a baby.
Which hold on. I'd like to know that this 12-year-old has D titties.
She
had D titty.
my sister had big old fat tits when she was that age.
Oh no.
Big old fat titties.
Guys. Did she get the hump too?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Both have mighty humps.
The Gomez hump?
Yeah. Very, very poor posture in the family. Yeah, my sister had big fat titties when she was a kid. My mom would. I remember just like when my sister was like 10, and my mom would showed her what she told her was an exercise to make her breasts larger. And it was this, and she would do this, and she'd sing, "I must, I must, I must develop my bust. The bigger, the better, to fill up the sweater. The boys are depending on us." Swear to God. And I remember that as a kid being like, "That's like fucking hot." Like a hot thing that my mom was such a pig that she would teach my child sister this rhyme to have men fucking treat her like shit.
Is that it? Your mom was white, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She would have better rhythm if she was black.
Yeah.
Yo, drop that beat, son.
It would have been double dutch.
One titty, two titty. Shannon, did you do that? Did you ever try that instead of getting breast enhancement surgery?
No, I should have.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Way cheaper way to do it. You just got to do the, I must develop my bust. The bigger, the better to fill up my sweater. The boys are depending on us.
Wow. I can try now.
That's fucking Shannon, can you do that, please, really quick, on camera? I'll show them titty.
Go ahead. Does that work with bird meat?
Words.
I'll sing while you do it.
Okay.
And can we see a little bit? Pull the camera down a little bit, Shannon. Jesus.
Fix your posture. You're going to get a hump.
Look at Shannon. Hell yeah, dude. Don't go that close to the camera. We can see your lines.
Stop. I can't.
Go ahead. Go.
Dylan, you do it too.
I must increase my bust.
Dylan, get ready for Friday.
The bigger,
baby
the
girl.
Better to fill up the sweater. The boys are depending on us.
Do it with your cheeks,
us.
Dylan.
Dylan, bend over.
Dylan, do some Kegels for Friday.
I must fill my anus.
Gonna be a big show. We haven't even touched the news. We're 50 minutes into the show. We haven't even touched the news.
We're a news show.
Let's start the show.
Imagine this, how the fucking morning news started every day on ABC.
Just harassing the weather girl for 45 minutes.
Hey, Robin Roberts, you're just over breast cancer.
50 minutes of Kelly Ripa saying, no, seriously, stop.
All right, let's talk about some of this stuff. This is interesting. So a special ed teacher charged with rape after allegedly sleeping with a student. What happened here, Shannon? Give me some info here.
So she actually admitted to having sex with the student. I believe this is in the state of Oklahoma, where it is the age of consent is 16, and this is the teacher. But it is illegal to have any kind of sexual relationship.
By the way, she's gross. Like, she's not pretty. Like, she, like, that's the best she can do.
But think of her through the eyes of a retarded boy.
That's true.
Done.
So, wait. So, it's special ed, but we all knew special ed kids that were just like.
They were just bad. Stupid asses. Yeah, they were bad kids. Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't mean he's like a Riri.
Yeah. That the special education was like.
It was retarded kids. It was kids that were bad. It was kids that were
special
behind.
Ed in my elementary school. I don't remember.
Foreign kids sometimes.
I hit my mom and I get bad haircuts. I'm
yes. Yes, that was it. There was like kids who were like just like they would hit teachers and shit. They were like extra special problems, and they probably tested under a certain level. So they were like, put them in special ed where there's four teachers in the classroom and they got fucking, they have permission to lock them and beat them and shit.
Yeah they McDonald's should include that in the story. Like they should say like, does this kid get excited for fire trucks?
Was the kid special needs at all or no? He was just a 16.
Yeah, where's the kid's headshot?
They didn't show it. They didn't get into detail of any kind of disability or anything.
Yeah, I want to see this kid's haircut before I judge the story.
They should have like a X-Men Cerebro website where you could just look up a picture of any retarded person in the world whenever you need, just for this story.
Andy, or if you just need a good giggle.
A forehead scan.
Andy Lance, 26, arrested on December 18th for sleeping with a 16-year-old student. She admitted to having sex with him two or three times. So it's legal to fuck a 16-year-old in Oklahoma, but if you're a teacher, it's illegal to fuck your student. Is that across the board, including college, professor?
I don't know. Hold on.
I think college, it's game on. They could do anything.
It should be. I mean, I understand why you'd lose your job if you were fucking your students, you know, but...
Imagine being retarded and still getting to fuck, though.
God.
That would rule.
Wasn't there a movie with, was it Winona Ryder who fucked a retard? Wasn't that?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, no, no. That was Jake Flores in real life. I'm sorry. I thought it was a Winona Ryder movie. It was Jake Flores who fucked a retarded girl after a comedy show in real life, allegedly. The rumors are, how dare he judge anyone? If there was a rumor that I had fucked a retarded girl after a show, I would be friends with everybody. I'd be like, you know what, guys? We're cool. Mm-hmm. I would never start shit with anybody.
He dated her for a year and a half.
So...
I don't think that applies after 18, that law.
All right, good.
They should say in the article if he's
like how retarded he is.
Yeah. I mean, that's what everybody wants to know before we judge this woman.
Yeah. It's almost like that. That's the whole point of anyone reading the article. There's an understanding between the publication and the viewer that, like, yeah, I need to know, like, what kind of hammer this dude was carrying around. Did she come?
That had to be within it, though. Like, if you just see... He's wearing basketball shorts, I guarantee it. And you see it just outlining.
Yeah, was he a retarded person of color? I need details that they're not even touching on in these articles.
It was, so people are saying Edward Scissorhands. No, but I realized Edward Scissorhands was a retarded person.
He's autistic. It's
autistic, yeah.
He's a fucking retarded person. You do not give retarded kids that many pairs of scissors. What do you think's going to happen?
A lot of haircuts.
He's just never run.
Backwards.
I remember one time me and my sister were arguing and I threw scissors at her head. It's like, I mean, it could have gone so bad. It like hit her in the tooth and she was like, oh! And I was like, and it wasn't even like, I wasn't trying to throw, I wasn't trying to like fucking, you know, impale her with scissors. It's just what was in my hands.
Hey, you're Puerto Rican.
And I fucking threw it at her.
Man. Right before she died, though, if you buried those in her skull, you would have been like, fuck yes, dude. Oh, my God. Don't tell mom. Don't tell mom. Oh, and you'd like throw yourself on the ground and make her laugh. She's just bleeding out of her forehead. Oh,
I would definitely say she was running with scissors. I'm like, I don't know what happened. She was running with scissors. She had him face up like you're not supposed to.
Mom, quick. Janice is bleeding out all over her big fat tits.
Do you want to stab me in the brain?
Maybe it wasn't Winona Ryder. Was it? What was the movie? She fucked a retarded kid. It was like a hot. Was it Christina Ricci? I think it might have been Christina Ricci. Look up Christina Ricci fucks retard.
It was Casper.
Look up Christina Ricci fucks retard.
She looks like a hot retarded person.
It was Owen Benjamin. You know, he used to date Christina Ricci.
What?
They were engaged.
Oh, no.
Like wild.
It was a pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
She had sex with a mentally challenged man.
Which, is that rape? Have we figured out when what jurisdictions having sex with a mentally challenged person is rape? I feel like it should be.
Well, what about like when a nurse does it to like a guy that is like he can't do anything? Like one of those.
Like a vegetable?
Yeah, like he's
catatonic.
Know, yeah, like his head sideways. He's in like a powered chair. He never does anything. They put spoons in his mouth.
I just think it's different if you got to slide somebody's WWE heavyweight championship belt to the side to suck their dick. I think that changes everything.
Well, let me see. Individuals with mental impairments related to illness or disability can still consent to sex, but deserve special consideration. The individual must have knowledge, rationality, and voluntariness.
Voluntariness.
Shut up.
Lost me at deserve.
With respect to the decision to engage in a specific sexual activity, if you aren't sure, it's best to wait until you are.
Shannon, whose Google account are you logged into?
Can I fuck a retard? Can I put breast implants on a baby? It sounds like Pinky and the Brain search history. Shit. I don't know. I feel like it should be illegal to fuck a retard, especially if they have like the mental capacity of a child.
Yeah.
And that's what it was in that movie Pumpkin. Like he thought like a child.
They play possum a lot though to get the pussy.
Yeah.
So you really got to suss him out.
pull up the scene in Pumpkin. I want to see. Yeah. So, yeah, I almost feel like having sex with a vegetable, like a human vegetable, not like a vegetable, should be a violation, like a parking ticket. Not like
theft of a conveyance.
You got to clean up trash.
I mean, this person doesn't.
You kind of already are.
They're not feeling it. They're not knowing it's even happening. You know, like necrophilia should just be legal.
Mm.
You know, if you work in a
morgue,
mortuary, is that what it is? I think you should just be able to fuck the dead bodies.
I think it's probably a big reason people get into that line of work.
Oh,
if you're not
sure.
born into a mortuary, if you go to mortuary school, it's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck all
of them. Knew this chick named Holly Stobo, who her family, she was like kind of a cute chick, but she was a little weird in high school, but her family owned a mortuary. And I always wondered that. I was like, I bet you this bitch is fucking sucking
Zach,
some.
You seem like the kind of guy that would know this. If I wanted to donate my body to like a necrophilia porn company, could I do that?
I'm sure it's on the black market.
Is it legal anywhere? Can you fuck a dead body?
I don't think so.
Like, what if you say that it's your, like, your last wishes? Like, instead of being fucking cremated or buried, you're like, I want to be fucked. And then I want you to shoot your load on a beach somewhere in Jamaica.
Hold on.
Look at that.
Wow. 9 U.S. states, Illinois, Kansas, Louisiana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Vermont, and Wisconsin have no laws against necrophilia.
That's the big map song in the new Animaniacs.
Illinois, now Kansas, the state where you can fuck dead bodies. That's awesome. We should just go and fuck a dead body and then talk about it on a podcast.
Wearing like headlamps, like those fucking YouTube guys that go into abandoned buildings.
It has to be very fresh, right? Like that's the problem. It's like, how quickly does the body start to deteriorate and rot? You know, you got to get a fucking fresh, hot, like still warm body.
Yeah, they got to rush it.
Google, like, when do pussies expire? How long will they stay good? What if I freeze it?
Rigor mortis sets in between 1 and 6 hours after death. That's when everything gets hard and
gross. All stiff. Yeah. Oh, that would be fucking gross.
Vermont's surprising. I wonder if they do like cum like they do with maple syrup. Like you jab into a tree and just drain it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to plan a vacation, fucking a dead body and Ben and Jerry's?
Weekend at Bernie Sanders.
Would you fuck a dead body for the story? Like if like we're in a completely legal jurisdiction, 3-year-old baby, big fake tits.
That would be a cool thing to do. With your with your wife, you know how like people get their dead wives cremated and they keep it on like a shelf.
Mm-hmm.
You should get that. You should be able to get their body stretched over a real doll and just keep it.
Yeah, we looked up on Legion of Skanks if you could get
taxidermy.
Taxidermy a human, and I don't think there's any place that allow you to do that.
Mm.
But yeah,
can you think of one ex that you would have made into a real doll with their likeness?
Like a doll that looks like them?
Yeah.
One X?
Yeah.
No. I would go way hotter. If I was going to just make a doll, like I would just... None of my exes are that hot. I mean, they're hot. Mm-hmm. Some of them are hot, but, you know, come on. They know what they are. I tainted them. You know? I think I would have sex with a dead body if it was, like, completely warm still, if it was legal, and I... if I couldn't get in trouble for it. Just for the story, I think I would. Is that crazy?
I'd be afraid of like turning her over and she would shit and piss all over me.
Does that happen?
I would pay extra for that.
Shake her up like soda.
You drop her on the floor, it rolls away. Don't open it for. Don't fart over a while. Yeah.
I had a girl shit once. She came and it wasn't even fucking her in the ass. She came and she just shit. Like it was like a little fucking turd, like the size of a fucking Hershey Kiss.
A rabbit shit, yeah.
She apologized?
Oh, she was mortified. She was mortified.
I would have blamed you if I was her. Like, you shit. No one shit.
Why are you shitting?
Prove it was me.
Why did you shit into my asshole?
I'll do it too. Relax.
Yeah, dude. I would never. I can't fart in front of chicks. Butterly is the type of guy to fart right in front of a chick, right in her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, right into her face, for sure.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, God, I wish I had that confidence.
It's not confidence.
It's a tall, handsome guy confidence. You have to have a few things. You have to hit on tall. You have to hit on handsome. You have to know jiu-jitsu. You fart right in her face.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I dominate the olfactory.
Rainey's nice. Rainey would not fart in a girl's face.
Dude, boy.
Would you?
I do it all the time to my wife.
Yeah, I guess your wife.
Yeah.
Funny.
But I put off farting for probably a good 3 months when we first started dating. And I'll never forget the first time I farted in front of her. I wish I could have fucking killed myself.
What happened?
We were in the car. She had just taken me to a convenience store. And I placed my arms on the seat like this, like I was a fucking, like a gymnast. And I lifted up and I farted. And then I instantly remembered where I was.
You stuck the landing. She held up a pen.
Yeah, I was always like, that's just because I don't have the confidence. Like, that's a confident thing. Maybe you have a huge, I bet Rainey's got a big old fat cock. That's why he does that.
I don't.
Dude.
No.
No way, dude. Where do you get this confidence from?
Rudy Rudiger, man. I'm just fucking, you know, I try hard. I do my best. And whatever people think of me, they think of me.
Yeah. I never, even when I was with like girls for like years, I would never just fart in front of them. Even if I shit, I think even to years long relationships, I would turn on the water and act like I'm washing my hands for a long time. I swear to God. That's a very chick move.
I know every fart in my household by scent. Sounds will confuse me, but I know who farted just by smelling. It's like really? A baby's cry. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I don't know any either birthdays, but I can tell you which one of them farted.
Yeah. I mean, shitting. Cause when I shit too, it's just fucking. It's
you know what I can't stand is hearing ladies piss from the other room. I feel like up to a certain age, I never heard ladies piss. And now if I'm within like 200 feet of a bathroom, I can hear lady
that
piss.
Heavy stream, yeah.
Well, that's the problem, yeah. Is women, their piss is so fucking strong. Like, it's so much like...
It's like a shotgun.
It's fucking crazy. They just start spraying.
It's not even a stream, it's just like, boom!
Yeah, they shoot it right out. And I mean, we have like a thing we could aim it with, but ours isn't strong like that. Ours just sort of like...
We're also very further away from the toilet.
Yeah. Yeah, they just...
Yeah, there's no arc in lady piss.
Have you ever heard a girl squirt?
Heard?
Had.
Oh, had. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Never in your life?
No.
Yeah. That's why you fart in front of them. You're like...
Distraction.
What the fuck is this? Yeah. I've had a few girls. The first time I had a girl squirt, I was maybe 20. And I remember, like, I didn't know what squirting... I'd never even heard of squirting. And I was eating her out. Mm. And she just started fucking shooting a stream in my face. And I thought it was piss. And it turns out it is. I think the study's now proven that it is just piss, right? But at the time, I didn't know squirting was a thing. So I just thought that this girl was pissing in my face. I thought that she, in the middle of it, she just said, you know, I'm going to piss in this guy's face. And I just didn't say anything. I was like, all right, this is what she likes. I guess it's fine. Imagine, Shannon, we start kissing on Friday and I pull my dick out and I start pissing right into your eyeballs. You would have a problem with that.
You would have a problem with all of it, including the kissing.
The making out one. Yeah. I'm trying here. I'm trying every angle with Shannon, and she's not letting up. Guys, if you're disappointed on Friday because Shannon doesn't make out with me, I'm very, very sorry. Okay? I know a lot of people are waiting for this to happen.
They like the anticipation, dude.
Shannon, do you feel bad for disappointing the audience at all? Like, do you have any part of you that like feels bad? Because I feel like our whole audience wants to see this happen.
Yeah, according to Twitter, most of them do, even the girls, which I thought some of the girls would take my side.
That's right.
I think maybe because they kind of... Because
they're living vicariously through you. They're like, God, I wish I could fucking tongue that guy down.
Can you just get a chick fan to come in my place?
No, I'm not making out with some fucking nasty whore. Our fans are pigs.
You see the girls that like this show?
Yeah, they're all fucking fat, hairy. They smell like shit. No.
Dylan's going to make out with somebody hotter on Friday.
Yeah, no. Shannon. We'll see what happens. Next news story. Let's go with Dylan. Stop including stories about monkeys. You know we can't resist the racist jokes. You're setting us up to be fucking get canceled, you asshole. It's two monkey stories today. Jesus Christ.
Well, y'all just start going.
So escape monkey mauled to death by lions at safari park. We could have done it. Does it live? You're not thinking. You're not thinking.
Is there video?
Mauled to death. Yes, Dylan. We're not going to guess if it lives if the title is mauled to death. There's he no looked video. At me. He was like, whoa. Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. Pull it up now. We got to watch this fucking monkey get killed by lion. There's no video. Why would you include the story?
You just included a sad monkey death?
I told you. I just include the monkey stories to set you guys up. It's just more of an alley-oop. The top video is great. No. That top, can I play one? Dylan's dumb video of the week. Can I pick one?
No.
This is like when they told that gorilla that Robin Williams died.
Why'd you do this?
No, Dylan, you can't, actually. How about that? Go fuck yourself. Shannon, pull up, because I want to feel better, because after hearing Dylan's voice and his ideas, it made me feel bad inside. There's a video I saw of a monkey feeding a baby lion, and it made everyone feel good. It was adorable. Really cute.
I don't trust it.
The lion tears the monkey's head off. I won't do it to you guys. Oh, look at this.
Oh. Fuck still.
Look, and watch
the
this.
Cub's face.
Watch this. Watch this. It tears the cub's face off.
Eats its face and fucks its mouth.
He kisses him.
Oh, get out of here.
He kisses him. Shannon, now do you want to make out with me? I just brought that video into your life. A monkey feeding a baby lion, and then she's feeling her tits. You saw that? She was like,
there's more where that came from, Shannon. All you got to do.
Shannon, you could be that baby lion. Man. That's a fucking cute video. That was the cutest video on the internet, right? Is that the cutest video of the
year?
She's
fanning herself in the booth right now.
That's a fucking hot video right there. All right. Let's see. Netflix secretly removes Johnny Depp films from their platform.
Oof. Right? Don't even get me fucking started on this.
Any good ones or just bullshit ones?
I don't even know.
No, all of them, man.
All of them? Every one of them is gone?
He's getting the treatment that like Woody Allen never got.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. He raped his daughter. Yeah. What the fuck is wrong with you people? Yeah.
Johnny Depp got fucking socked and they're like, dude, your career's over.
Yeah, Johnny Depp and this dumb bitch did a bunch of blow and beat each other up. That's what happens.
That's the ride.
Yeah, what do you want me to say? You know that, first of all, I called out Amber Heard being hot years before people were talking about Amber Heard. Like, she was like a fucking B actress, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that bitch is fucking hot, and I could tell she's crazy as fuck. I knew, Zach, how
he's
many
got
years?
A nose for it.
How many years this have I been talking ago. About Amber Heard? And I said, I was like, I bet you she's fucking crazy. Way before the Johnny Depp story broke, way before I think she even dated Johnny Depp, I was talking about that bitch, okay? So they did a bunch of blow and they beat each other up. They had a fucking little cocaine boxing match. That happens when couples do cocaine, okay? That's why you shouldn't do cocaine.
Probably biting each other. They still fucked.
Yeah, they fucked. They like just fucking
slamming in the walls.
Yeah, she's destroying his property. He's fucking hit her in the ribs.
He's a drunk pirate.
Yeah, they're even. I feel like they're even. And didn't they also, what was the end of that trial?
Right? She was took trying a shit on the witness stand.
Yes. he was suing a newspaper for calling him a wife beater.
And he lost.
He lost. Yeah. Because he beat the shit out of that chick. But I don't feel bad for her. I'm not
mutual combat.
I'm just saying, dude.
If you're dating Johnny Depp, he's been arrested for like trashing hotel rooms and shit before. You know what you're getting into. It's like the girl that's mad that Marilyn Manson abused her. It's like, I don't know, did you show up on a first date and be like, hey Brian? Or did you want to date Marilyn Manson?
Yeah, I mean, Marilyn Manson, he sacrifices virgins. That's what he does. He's the devil. Okay? Johnny Depp
is his friend.
Are they friends?
Yeah, they hang out.
Yeah, Johnny Depp is a fucking fucked up guy. But I don't feel bad for Amber Heard at all. And now they're sort of giving Johnny Depp the fucking, the old boot. He's not on anything, right? Is he in pre-production on anything or post-production?
I don't think, I know Tim Burton wants to, because Tim Burton's doing an Addams Family thing.
Tim Burton's not going to let him fuck his wife in movies anymore.
And brutal. I think there's like backlash against that.
Oh, so he wants him.
He wants him to be Gomez in this Addams Family thing they're doing.
Oh, hell yeah.
But I think, awesome. And there's also a thing that people want Gomez to be Hispanic.
Because I'm right here. I'll do it, by the way. I actually have
Raul Julia and the guy in the cartoon are both Spanish.
Yeah, Raul Julia played a good Gomez Adams.
Fucking great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
One of my favorite roles.
But I got to be honest with you, Johnny Depp would be a great Gomez Adams.
Yeah, of course.
For real. Mm. But was Gomez Adams Hispanic? Was he supposed to be a Hispanic character?
No, I think in the comic strip, I think he's more like Hungarian, like Peter Lorre from like the old timey, from like Casablanca. He looks like that guy from Casablanca.
Sorry, in the racist live chat, they're putting naked pictures of Amber Heard. Fuck, she's hot. Oh my God.
Pretty good.
Those are the perfect, those are the best hits I've ever seen in my entire
Who's
life.
Who's your next crazy coming down the pike that people don't know about yet?
Crazy bitch that people don't know about. Crazy.
Oh, your rookie of the year, yeah.
Ooh, what?
There's this neighbor guy on Seinfeld I've been watching.
Have you heard of the show Seinfeld? Look at that Amber Heard's tits.
That looks fake.
Man. I don't even like that. That looks weird. Yeah, look up real. She's actually naked everywhere. You don't have to pull up fake ones, Shannon.
I was feeling bad for Johnny. He's getting such a raw deal out of this. Like, like you were saying, she signed up for it. She signed up to do drugs and wear scarves and get socked, right? But he also signed up for her to blame it all on him and ruin his life.
That's true. You know what you're dealing with. When you deal with a crazy bitch like that, you're like, because she doesn't just do it. She's threatened it 100 times. You know, yeah. She's taking videos of him fucking doing blow and shitting in the bed. Does she shit in the bed or he shit in the bed?
She did. There, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, that's absolute perfection. Oh, I want her to ruin my life so bad.
She'd probably still beat your ass, too. You'd probably lose that.
Doggy, we don't talk about what happens in sparring. You're sort of showing my ass right now. Yeah, she'd fuck me up, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so hot, though. Right now, knowing what I know about her, if she walked in here, I'd be like, I got to date her. I got to make her mine.
Lewis, how close have you ever come to losing a fight to a woman?
On a scale of 1 to Johnny Depp.
Let's see. Huh. And also put it down for the assies, real ass crazy bitch of the year, because I think we need to figure out who the next girl coming down the pipeline is. That's a great idea. But we'll just say
you're crowdsourcing it now. Yeah, where's your
No, it's for Shannon. It's for Shannon. We're gonna do it at the Assie Awards on Friday.
Okay, okay.
So I've never really gotten into a fight with a chick. I've had a lot of chicks punch me and hit me and oh shit.
What was the best
here.
Beating you ever took?
What
was the best beating you ever took from a lady then? You're not fighting back. They're laying into you. You're like, this is funny.
I got a couple exes who fucking, but I
tuned up,
beamed with an old cell phone, like a fucking like real old heavy cell
like a
phone.
Two hander,
dude. Hold on, tell Big J to come in for a minute.
I got beamed with one
because I almost want him to tell the story about when his ex caught him cheating. He woke up and she was just punching him in the face. To wake up to being just fucking knotted on the top of
the- Dude, you should have her bring you out of the dreams.
Jay, jump on mic for a second, if you can. Can you talk about that yet in a funny way? Or was that a story that I just said that I shouldn't have said? Here we go. You can talk on that mic. It doesn't matter. Totally. We'll see. Big Jay Oakerson.
Yeah, buddy.
At the Gas Digital Studios negotiating the bonfire here at Gas Digital without Dan. Dan's got to be out of the negotiations. We're sick of it. I'm sick of Dan's naysaying attitude. If we all want this to happen, we can make it happen. If we want to hire the staff, if all we got to do is clear the air and get rid of Harrington and Dylan and a couple people on staff to fucking bring in some professional producers, yeah, I think we'll do it. Like, Harrington's volunteering to be fired. He knows what the fuck's up. He this is why Harrington's an incredible employee, because he knows that he's worthless and he would step out of the way for a talented producer.
And that's why he's staying on. Dylan, get the fuck out.
So Jay, we were just talking about getting beat up by women, and I was saying you told me a story about when your ex caught you cheating, you woke up to her punching you in the face.
No, I woke up to she woke me up by throwing, she was in law school. And she threw a law book at my face.
Oh no! She threw scales then, of justice. At
but
you.
We had the whole. And then that was a wild day. She kicked me in the nuts. she kept hitting me. And then at one point, I was trying to go into a bedroom, and like she did the block it, like all four limbs, like blocking a doorway.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I was like, "Come on!" I was like, "Get out of the way, let me go." And I put my body against her, just trying to like, you know, walk past her.
Of course.
Charged.
And she did a flop, dude. She flopped.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Like, through a table.
Oh.
Headbutting my fist.
No, dude. She went straight.
Then
Kyle.
She started.
She's rolling on the ground, holding her knee like a soccer player.
She took my mouth and bit her face with it. It was crazy.
No, dude. She fucking did the drop thing and then the face, like, how could you? And I was like, come on, let's come not on. Get involved in that. Like, you didn't go crazy in the last.
You're
three
okay.
Minutes.
You're okay. Don't come on.
It's funny, right? It's funny you fell.
You want to knock me out of the doorway?
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah.
It sucks.
Well, that's the other thing is, like, you don't, women are so dainty and such pussies. They start beating you, and then you're like, all right, well, I have to grab your wrists, obviously. And you're literally two fingers on their wrists. Of course, their wrists bruise like they're fucking old bananas. I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Women, their skin is so dainty and fucking bruisable. You guys make me sick. Especially the girls that I
do. You know how frail your body is. Shut your fucking mouth.
Ah, shit. Well, thank you, Jay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, look, sometimes there's no other way, right?
Have you ever been beaten up by another chick?
I want to say final words. He goes, hey, guys, look, sometimes there's no other way, right? Words ain't working. All right, thank you, guys.
Oh, look at this one. Jerkstore Jay just included another Amber Heard nude in the chat. Jesus Christ, she's hot.
Oh, she's got nude?
Oh, yeah, she's nude. Show Jay Amber Heard's hot body. I mean, Christ all fucking mighty, I know. Dude. I would let her.
Is it weird that I was bummed out that she didn't actually shit in his bed?
Oh, she didn't? Oh, look at her.
No.
Look at her, dude. Look at that face.
It was stunt shit.
Yeah, it was. You're like, yeah, there's no proof that she actually shit in the bed. And I'm like, damn.
Why would he just make that up, though?
I don't know, but wouldn't you love that picture? Just her squatting over a bed,
you're
laying
disgusting.
A couple logs.
Jay loves a girl shitting. It's his thing. It's
I'm
bizarre.
Intrigued by it.
It's such a powerful move.
She might not have purposely shit in the bed. She might have been on, like, diuretics or something to stay super skinny
very
and
true.
Shit the bed.
Maybe she fucked Lewis in the bed.
Maybe. Duke shit bed. The bed. All right, Jay, thank you very much. We're going to continue these negotiations for Bonfire. We're going to take it offline. Me and Dan Soder have been doing all of our negotiations via Twitter quotes.
I saw the Twitter. We read it on Bonfire yesterday. We're like,
oh, you read it on Bonfire?
Just the part where you go, it's like, Dan, instead of thinking of ways it can't happen, why don't we think about all the ways that it could happen?
It's true. It's true. There's almost nothing we cannot accomplish in this world if all parties want to get it done. Kiss me, you bitch.
I promised the crew, all the crew, I go, here's one thing for sure I can guarantee. Guarantee, guys, everybody gets their own podcast on this show.
Shannon, last thing I'll say to Jay before we let you go, Shannon is supposed to make out with me at the ASSY Awards on Friday, which is a very, very big deal. Ooh. It's been a huge buildup. We've been trying to. Now, she's right now, she's playing a little bit hard to get still. Okay. It's been a couple years of this. Mm-hmm. She's saying she's not going to do it. Can you make the case to her why she should make out with me on the ASSY Awards on Friday?
Oh, look at those lips, number one. He's single and ready to mingle. You wouldn't be breaking any hearts right now. Mm-hmm. Look at that bicep. Clearly by his glasses, he's got an arsenal of guns and a bunch of followers waiting to hole up somewhere.
I'll fucking kill you, bitch. I'll cut your fucking throat with a gun. Yeah.
Do you want to be part of the manifesto, or do you want to help him distribute it?
Yeah. Do you want to be sister wife number one?
Get your head out of your ass, Shannon.
Yeah.
Dylan has to make out with me. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's happening. If Dylan makes out with Zach, I think that's a stipulation that I feel like we can get her to agree to.
I think with Zach, though, you could always do it. You have to make out with Zach or stand next to him in solidarity and rat trap your dick.
Thank you, Big J. Okerson. Guys, you'll get jokes like that on the Bonfire coming to Gas Digital this spring here on the Gas Digital Network. It's not going to be called the Bonfire, though, right? Do you guys get to keep the name? If you left SiriusXM, do you keep
the
name?
Yeah.
You keep the name.
I believe so.
Oh,
yeah.
It's over. We're going to make this
dude,
happen.
I mean, you want to throw...
I talked numbers with Jay yesterday. I started getting Jay excited. I could hear it in Jay's voice. He's like, that's not a bad idea.
He's like...
Dan's fucking putting the kibosh on
like,
this, though.
Pick out a house. I told Dan yesterday, too. I go, Dan was so yesterday. It's like, we can't go to Gas Digital. We can't go. And I went, oh, good. Okay, so then I'll keep saying, like, Dan won't play ball, man. I get to keep going. Sounds great to me, but Dan's just playing hard. He's playing hard to get.
I don't really get where he comes from. I mean, if you guys did four podcasts, knowing what we know about how the numbers work, if you guys did four podcasts a week, you would make substantially more money. You can pay your staff at Bonfire more than they're currently making with full-time jobs producing multiple radio shows per week. This is a fact. This is not bullshit.
They have their own podcasts.
And they have their own podcasts.
DJ Lou spins the hits. Black Lou talks to white women. Little Jacob's Pit Crew, where he does all NASCAR stuff. We don't have a NASCAR presence on this network.
That's true. Christine laughs at nothing.
Yeah. I told Black Lou, Louis, you'll appreciate this. I told Black Lou, I go, you know what Gas Digital could really use, DJ Lou? Like, just do a once a week, 1 hour podcast where it's just you nodding and giving thumbs up so you can be the fourth or third mic on every other podcast.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, is that too racist what I just said? Let's go over to Black Lou. And he's just nodding and giving a thumbs up.
Jay, can I get you to agree for Dan right now to do one trial show at the Gas Digital Studios with your entire crew?
I can't agree for Dan.
We'll make it a Legion of Skanks show. Well, it'll be the Bonfire takes over Legion of Skanks. We bring in the entire crew. They're in the booth. Everything here, just to see how it would unfold.
Just dip your toe in the water.
If Dan says yes, sure.
Rape on the first fucking day.
Suck my dick, Dan. How does that feel? How does that feel, Dan fucking Soder, you fucking bitch? Wait, we still got to get him to say yes?
No, he's going to take that one to heart, probably. Actually.
Well, earlier today, we told the fans to dox his grandmother.
Did no, really? No, we.
I believe you said pig grandmother.
Yeah. Lewis's words.
She's a pig. I mean, I had to use the adjective to describe her.
She really has great titties.
Her grandmother? Oh, Amber Heard's titties. Damn it, dude. God damn it. Her titties are perfect. Perfect little titties. Shannon, that's what you should have titties like. Can we somehow get fake titties that look like that?
They are perfect, Lewis, but at the same time also, this is a dime a dozen for Johnny Depp's whole life.
No, she's pretty hot. She's up there.
She is hot, but I'm telling you.
Who else did Johnny Depp date? Pull up his history of Winona Ryder.
You're about to be, what was it?
She's substantially hotter than Winona Ryder.
Kate Moss.
Substantially hotter than Kate
Sherilyn
Moss.
Sherilyn Fenn in her prime.
I don't know who Sherilyn Fenn is.
She's not hotter than Sherilyn Fenn in her prime.
Sherilyn sounds like just a fucking complete white trash piece of shit name.
She's the girl from Twin Peaks.
Which, oh, I know who she is. Yeah, the hot chick.
So hot.
But she's old school.
Yeah, it sounds like a girl you fight
now
in
the
street.
Like a fat old lady, but yeah.
Fuck her. Yeah.
I think
now, you ever named a single person that's as hot as Amber Heard, Jay?
Oh. You could do Sherilyn Fenn nude young.
Yeah, she was hot back in the day. Not as hot as Amber Heard. No
they
way.
Were all in their prime.
Hotter. Hotter no than Amber.
Shut the fuck up, Jay.
Absolutely.
You're not Bonfire. You're out. We're not even going to bring the show into the network now because you're just disrespecting me.
You're crazy what you're saying.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to do reverse psychology with them.
You got to do that first. You got to neg first.
Are you out of your fucking mind, Jay? Look, she's like the fucking 12-year-old with one D titty and one A titty.
I can't do another show on this network if that's the way you're thinking.
All right, thank you. Big Jay Oakerson, guys, the Bonfire Legion of Skanks, all that stuff. Going to continue these negotiations. We'll see what happens. I got to wrap this one up in just a second. Nashville explosion, blah, blah, blah. That's really it, man. No other good news. Bloodthirsty squirrels attacking people for food in Queens. Is there a video, Dylan, or are you just writing this down?
That's my story. There is a short video.
Let's see. Let's see the video.
They said rats are super aggressive too now just because the amount of people in the street is gone. So there's not discarded food for them to eat.
Dylan, this better not be squirrels feeding baby bottles to people in Queens.
Let's see. Let's see these bloodthirsty squirrels.
Just 5 seconds that I have an ad.
Didn't monkeys take over a town somewhere?
Harlem. What? What? Don't say monkey around me. Don't do it. You know what's going to happen every time. Jesus Christ. All right, Shannon, let's see these bloodthirsty squirrels before we go, before we leave.
This is just, it's a short video, but then I have a picture of the damage that they've done. Oh, sorry.
Stupid
freaking
fucking
ad.
Hold on. God, Shannon.
Okay.
Here we go.
Eating your... Ah! He's right there.
That's it?
Eating your... Wait, I'm going to show you the injuries.
There's injuries. Oh, they're actually attacking people.
Yeah, somebody went to the ER.
My squirrels in my backyard are fucking crazy, doggy. They fucking tear through my garbage can lid. Whoa!
Jesus.
And then there's blood.
Jesus Christ.
And they're making people like set traps so that they're actually able to go outside their house. There's
one more. Bloodthirsty squirrels are behind New York's latest crime wave. Deranged rodents are attacking Queens residents for food, leaving them needing hospital treatment and fearing to step outside of their homes. I have no fear of squirrels. I'll put that out there right now. I will fuck up any squirrel. They're going to just bite you and scratch you, right?
Yeah, they all just act like Migs from Silence of the Lambs. Yeah. Like, they will throw cum at you. That's one thing you got to watch out for squirrels.
Doggy, I will fuck up a squirrel. You just grab it by its tail, fucking hit it into a wall. That's it. You got a hat. Put it right in your head.
That's one thing I fantasize about. Well, close to it. I have kind of a fear of dogs. And once I learn how to rear naked choke somebody, that's one of my fantasies. It's just a dog attacks me. And I just get the upper hand on him. And I just take his back.
That's what happened to Will Smith's dog in, what's the movie about the
Fresh Prince?
The Vampires.
I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, yeah, dude. He fucking rear naked chokes his dog. He loves that dog.
I have a favorite squirrel attack. There's, have you guys seen the show Alone on like Netflix and Hulu?
No. Mm-mm.
It's like they send a bunch of people to like a cold island in the Pacific Northwest. And it's like a survival show. And I think you get to take like, you get to pick from like a... 10 items. You get like a tarp.
Are they
tarp.
All separate?
And, yeah, they're all separate.
Bobby Kelly told me about this. Yeah, okay. Sounded good.
So there was one season I was watching, and there was this lady who was like rugged. I'm all outdoors. I'll make my own fucking bow and arrow and shit. And everything she did was just like stepping on rake. Like she was making, I think she was making like arrows and ended up shooting herself in the leg or something like that. So every day she was just getting more and more decrepit and just like, you know, I'm going to have to think about going home soon. She's got like open knife wounds from stabbing herself. And then one day she's like, I made a squirrel trap because I need protein. And they check it the next day and there's a squirrel stuck in the trap. And she's like, this is what I need to stay here. This was like the one thing that if this didn't work out, I was going to have to go home. And she's like talking to the camera and she picks up the squirrel and it bites her hand. She has to go. She's like, and she can't pull it off because its teeth are in.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those shows are awesome. I love
Real
Naked
good,
and
dumb
Afraid.
Bitch shit.
Is there a new season of Naked and Afraid? I gotta
watch. No, but did you watch the group season?
I know I didn't because there. It's I feel
group
like
season's great.
There's too many people. I'm like, come on, guys.
No. Well, I hate all kinds of like reality shit like that. But there's this one girl who is like late finding the group because they start off separate and they have to group up. This one girl gets there late, and by the time she gets there, everyone's like, like they treat her like a bitch the first day, and she never overcomes it. So like the show ends with them just still being like, God, shut up. Yeah. Like they still act like fucking.
There's one episode C-words. Where it was it was just a weird episode. There was three of them. Like it was two guys and a chick. But at first it's like a hot guy and a hot girl and they meet and they're like being really flirty and they're like into each other. And then they throw like a weird like autistic guy in and he's just like, he's crying on the first episode because they're not paying enough attention to him. It was fucking crazy. Yeah. Naked and Afraid rules. Shannon, what if we did a Naked and Afraid type thing together? Would you do that with me?
In Harlem.
100%.
You would? 100%. You'd get Naked and Afraid with me.
Oh, wait. I thought we were talking about the show.
No. What if we just did a bit on the podcast where you and I just are naked in the bathroom here at Gas Digital?
And I'm afraid.
Yes.
Shannon. Blame Shannon.
I'll do a good show about Alone with you, Tim. I freaking love that show.
No, not a podcast about it. What if we did a Naked and Afraid podcast, but we're naked? Shannon! That's a good idea. A Naked and Afraid watch-along podcast where we're both naked.
But can I wear like leaves and stuff in front of my boobs?
No, I'm sucking on your titties the whole time. I can barely talk. I'm like,
I'm my phone. Just threaten her with a squirrel the entire time. Like, you better fucking kiss me, you bitch.
Come on, Shannon. Grow up. All right, look, let's wrap this one up. ASSIE Awards, Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern. Make sure you guys tune in. It's going to be a whole big award show. It is going to be the best ASSIE Awards that we've ever had. I'm telling you right now, you should be very, very excited about this. Get your friends, get your family members around your computer or television. It's going to be quite the experience. Thank you very much, Dad Meat, Mike Graney, Tim Butterly. Go support them. Subscribe to their podcast. Don't subscribe to their Patreon. I am against Patreon across the board. But beyond that, you guys are the shit. We're going to go train now. Going to get butt fucked by some men. And we'll see what happens. All right.
Thanks,
we'll check you guys on Friday. Assies. Peace.
That's all, folks.